In the wake of the Bridgegate scandal, several of Governor Chris Christie's staffers have resigned or have been fired. New Jersey Public Radio's Matt Katz reports on how that might be affecting the governor's running of the state.
It's been 5 weeks since the country learned that Chris Christie's deputy chief of staff had emailed an ally at the Port Authority, time for some traffic problems in Fort Lee. A day later, the governor announced he was firing the email's author, who led all municipal and legislative relations.
This morning, I've terminated the employment of Bridget Kelly, effective immediately. I terminated her employment because she lied to me.
Bridget Ann Kelly is yet to be replaced. Neither has Christina Renna, a Christie liaison to mayors and legislators until her resignation last month. Meanwhile, Christie's chief spokesman, Michael Druniak, whose emails were subpoenaed and released as part of the investigation, now rarely speaks to the media. Bill Dressel, head of the League of Municipalities, relies heavily on return calls from the Christie administration. He says he's not encountering problems.
The governor's office has been very responsive to me and all the requests that I have made of them, and, I have no complaints.
But other lobbyists and legislative staffers point to several key positions that are unfilled. Beyond Kelly and Renna, Christie Chief of Staff Kevin O'Dowd's nomination to be Attorney General, which once seemed like a sure thing, is now on hold indefinitely. That means the state has an acting Attorney General. The Commissioner of Education announced his resignation this week. That had been expected before the scandal, but it is uncertain if top talent will come to a state government in crisis. And one lobbyist said a client expecting to land a consultancy at a state department was told that no decisions are being made right now. Christie told an audience in Chicago Tuesday he's determined not to let the scandal interfere.
I don't think that it will curtail for the long haul a second-term agenda because I think the public in New Jersey won't tolerate it. The fact is that they expect me and the legislature to continue to do what we did in the first 4 years, which is to find solutions to New Jersey's problems and to get things done.
But there are other evident signs of distraction. His normally pitch-perfect communications operation hastily issued a memo attacking a key Bridgegate witness, David Wildstein, that was mocked in the media because it focused on Wildstein's transgressions from high school. Unlike previous years, no major policy proposals were unveiled after Christie's State of the State speech a few weeks ago. He hasn't held a news conference in more than a month, one of the longest droughts of his gubernatorial career. There is concern, said one lobbyist who has watched administrations in crisis before, that Christie's people are more concerned about keeping their jobs than doing them. For WNYC, I'm Matt Katz.